Good afternoon, all in Audio Boomland. Hope you are well. It is Sunday, the 26th of July 2015, and it is a very wet and yucky Great Yarmouth today. It's raining outside. Yesterday was very windy, and it did warm up in the afternoon, which was really strange. Yesterday we went into Great Yarmouth and I had my nails and feet done at Trunkville Times. Then had some lunch at Market Row Cafe. I had a roast pork and crackling baguette, a couple of cups of tea and a latte. Darren had double scampi and chips with, I lost count of how many cups of tea. And then we went and did some shopping at Savers and Wilko. Had some drinks at, well, had a drink, I should say, not some. We didn't have more than one drink. We had a drink at Starbucks and then got home just before six. And then we had a quiet evening in last night, which was nice. Today, not sure what we're doing. There's some sort of music going on over the fields behind where Darren lives, but I don't know what it is.
It's quite nice, actually.
They seem to do it this time of year quite a bit. Well, no, they do it this sort of the weekend, this weekend of the year every year. Well, they did it last time, I think, or a few years ago, I can't remember. But it is raining still, which isn't nice. And, yeah, I am going to make a drink in a second.
Oh. You can always take your phone with you.
Yeah, but I have done many audio boos with making drinks. But I could just do it as part of just because.
Just part of talking.
What?
Just part of talking.
Joking, I'll never be heard. I'm not that loud.
Yeah.
My voice doesn't carry that much, really, when there's other noise going on. I've never, ever been very good at protracting my... I think that's the right word. Projecting my voice. If I was in a crowd of people, I probably couldn't speak that loud. Contrary to what Mr. Harris here thinks. Because I am classed as soft-spoken. Ha ha ha. I'm just a posh bird with a soft-spoken voice. Everybody calls me a posh bird, but I don't mind. Because I'd much rather be a posh word. Posh bird. Not a word. Posh bird than... I wasn't going to say that, but be somebody that nobody understands what they're saying. Because you get people who speak so fast because they think it's the right way to be, and you have to ask them so many times to repeat themselves. Or they use silly accents that you don't understand. But you can be like that.
Well, my accent just changes that mean you realise it.
Yeah, but you talk quite fast without probably even realising it.
No, that's probably true.
Because sometimes I have to say to you, what did you say?
Mm. Yeah, that's probably true.
So, yeah. Anyway, I will make a drink. Oh, dear me. Oh. Take my cruiser with me because my phone is charging. Be quiet, seagull. Who asked your opinion? Bugger off. You probably didn't catch it on audio, boo, but seagull came up and he went, ah! It's like he was laughing at me. Oh, the cups have gone.
Yeah, I thought I'd put them in the kitchen.
Oh, okay. What do you want to drink?
Oh, it's a normal tea or whatever.
Oh, okay. You don't want a 3-in-1.
Is that what you do?
Yeah.
Alright,
then. Yeah, 3-in-1 coffee by Maxwell House. Although I do think they're a bit strong. here. Hopefully I can find the, oops, bumping into the basket. Because I did some washing, but I'm waiting for towels to dry in the dryer first. Huh?
Towel dryer has finished.
Oh, I'll have to sort it out in a minute.
Yeah,
that's a pack of 3-in-1s is finished. But I do have some more. Where in the bin? Right. I can find some cups. But when you're a short little thing and the cupboards are very high, it's bloody awkward. That's one cup. Two cups. Contemplating what I want to eat later, but I don't know what I want. Have got like a little serrated edge that you pull, and that's how you open them. So you don't have to mess around with them too much. Enough water in the kettle. And is it enough kettle in the water? Whoops.
Yummy.
God. I had Robin yesterday take me around at Wilco's, and anyone who listens to Booze regularly will know that he's a nice guy, but quite often he's very frustrating because you say something and he'll say, oh yeah, yeah, and then he'll know what you want, but then at first he's like, oh, it's almost like he doesn't, I mean, last time I went,
oh God,
I said something about, it was,
it was a liquid tab, wasn't it?
Yeah, but then it was something to do with the fabric conditioner.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he said about Lenore, and I said, that is a fabric conditioner. And he went, oh, I meant the liquid tabs. And I'm thinking, hang on, there's a difference between liquid tabs that you put in your washing machine as, like, the tablet to the detergent to wash your clothes, and the fabric conditioner. And he's like, oh, well, you know what I mean. And I thought, no, actually, I don't, because, you know, and he's like, you want the tablet, Lenore? And I said something about the fabric. And I said, Lenore is the fabric conditioner. And he went, oh, yeah. I thought, oh, please.
Thank you, Luna.
And he has a tendency to walk really fast. It's one thing, I mean, I can keep up with him because I'm quite easy to be guided. But when, like, Darren's going around the shop with us, I always have to go, Darren, to make Robin sort of notice that actually Darren's not quite with us.
So I was busy singing the song.
Yesterday I went round the store pretty quick on my own because I made Darren sit outside because there's seats outside of Wilco
the shopping centre. We'd already been shopping in a previous shop.
Yeah, at Savers, so Darren went and sat down. Oh, still, I can hear it still dripping out there. Yuck. God, this kettle's taking forever to bloody boil. The reason you can't hear it so much is because it's bloody noisy and I came away from the kitchen. Because I thought, I don't want to deafen you all with it. Okay, it's now switched off so I can go and pour it. My phone back on here. A spoon. them a little, to give them the 72 stirs. My own fault, I don't use a liquid level indicator, but I have had problems with liquid level indicators. They have failed, which has not helped, which has caused more of a hazard than my finger getting slightly burnt. As you all know, the 3-in-1s have got coffee, milk and sugar in them. They're sachets. These particular ones are made by Maxwell House. I think most of them probably make them. Darren doesn't have any additional milk in his, but I do, because I find that they've changed... I think they have changed something in the Maxwell House coffees because they're a bit stronger than they used to be. So I always add milk to mine. Dan doesn't have any in his. So I take it in and then I will put milk in mine. Some milk for me. Oh God. Smells okay. I always give the milk a little bit of a shake before I use it. Not violently, but a little bit of a shake. And then give it a sniff before I use it. Just to make sure that it's all okay. Smell chocolate in the fridge. Okay. No chocolate. That's a big pity. Because I thought I could smell some, but obviously not. Oh, that's a tin of rice pudding. Couple of tins of rice pudding.
Oh,
I've
got rice puddings.
Oh, do you want one?
Actually.
Do you want me to bring one out? Oh, actually, there's no point. You'll have to come out.
No, don't worry about that.
Because you'll have to get the tin opener in. Yeah, we got some tins of rice pudding from Iceland the other week. And Darren really likes them cold. If it was me, I would warm it up a bit, but Darren doesn't like it that bad, so... Don't mind me. Right, I'm going to put my coffee down first and then come back for my phone and charger because I don't fancy dropping it everywhere. Whoops! That would not be fun.
Time remaining. 45 minutes. Pause recording. Button.
Oh, it's 45 minutes left.
It's about 15 minutes so far.
This is probably one of the longest boos I've actually done.
No,
I only done 1 hour boo. And that was when Darren, Kaz and I went to where did we go? That is so yeah.
Albatross.
To Albatross, and there were people who joined in with us. Well, singing and chatting, and it was quite good fun. And that was that weekend. I couldn't upload them until Nama and Jeff came because Kaz was their surprise. So I was thinking to myself, please don't forget yourself and upload this boo before you're meant to, because that really would have wrecked it completely. So I did that boo, plus I did the boo of Darren throwing cups in the sink. Well, not literally.
Plastic cups. Oh,
yeah, paper cups.
Yeah.
Plastic cups. And then I ended up with actually three boos that I couldn't upload, because then there was the one where we met them all, where met Nama and Jeff at the Pier Hotel with Kaz, and we were sitting there and she couldn't talk because it was good fun, and poor Kaz couldn't check in anywhere.
It was fun seeing Kaz not being able to talk.
But I think they were very pleasantly surprised that she was there. Yes. And I will send you a message, Nama, but happy birthday if you're listening to this boo. And I hope you have had a nice day, whatever you've been doing. Every birthday is special. Oh dear. It's back to Monday tomorrow. I mean, Monday tomorrow. Back to London. Oh, yeah. Anyway, anything you'd like to say, Six? Sarah! Come! Sarah! Come on in. Come. Now, come here. Barrington! Come here. Sarah, come. Sarah, come. She's there and she doesn't want to talk. She's just sitting with her back to me and she's leaning against Darren's legs. Silly little girl. Silly little zicky zacky zicky. Oh, now she's facing Darren. It's almost like she wants to get on his lap, but she doesn't. It's kind of, it looks funny. She would not. She does not. Don't lie. Hello, Barrington. Got such soft coat. You're such a soft little girl. Get daddy. Get him. Good girl. Want to speak? Oof. Oof, oof. Come on, then. Speak for the boo. He's sniffing his belly. Why? Probably because he's got lots of food inside his belly. And you like food, don't you? Yes. Oh, lie down then. Silly little girl. Anyway, I'm going to... What? Where are you going? Barrington. Oh, there she is. There's the Barrington. There's the Barrington. Stroking her head. Oh. Good girl. Good girl, then. Woo! Come. You're very quiet today. Why are you mute? Never usually quiet on Boo.
Yes.
Don't nudge me. Don't nudge me. It's my own leg I'm tapping for her to bark. Speak. Speak. She says, you're right. She's looking up at me and nudging my hand with her nose. You silly Garrington. Got your nose, you got it. Got your nose, good girl. Right. I am going to upload this boo now. Hope it's not been too boring, and I'll speak to you guys soon. Unless Ma the Half wants to say something on my boo.
Not really. Just take care of. Have a good one and a safe one, whatever you do. And that's about it, really.
Speak soon.
39 minutes. Pause recording. Button.